Rising COVID cases are putting pressure on contact tracing in Vermilion County. Doug Toole, the director of the Vermilion County Health Department, says contact tracing is a large part of stopping the spread of the virus. But with more staff off for the holidays and cases continuing to pour in, Toole says it's not a good situation for a county with a low vaccination rate. IPM student reporter Farah Anderson spoke with Toole about why contact tracing is important for stopping both the spread of COVID and misinformation about the virus.
So can you tell me why contact tracing is so important? Are you guys the first people someone might hear from that they're positive for COVID? And how exactly does the information contact tracers provide help?
It's rare that we are the first time someone's hearing about it. It does happen, but for the most part, they get contacted by the lab or it ends up in their medical records, MyCarl. They can log into that. And when Shield testing does it, I get a text message. I can just log into it and see what my results are. So it's rare that the contact tracer is the one giving them the news that they're COVID positive. Most people have it, but if it takes us a while to get to them, then that's when some of that misinformation starts to spread and work against us. Like, oh, I hadn't thought, my kid's not showing symptoms. I thought they could still go to school. Or my spouse has been fever-free for 24 hours, so I just figured he could go back to work. It's like, no, he's still got to be, he's still contagious. I'm glad he's feeling better, but he's not there yet.
So because people might be spending a lot more time around people for the holidays, how does contact tracing vary from person to person? I assume it could be, a vast range of numbers of people you have to contact based on who the person who tested positive could have been around.
Some people you talk to when you're doing your contact tracing live alone, work from home, and their hobbies are, playing video games online. Love those people because we don't have a lot of close contacts we got to deal with.
Right.
Other people you talk to are like, oh, yeah, I routinely get together with, I just took a drive with my sister and her husband to go shopping. So I guess they're both close contacts we have to contact. And then, I've got five kids in the home. So it's like, oh, wow, that's a lot of work to do. So some cases are very straightforward and simple. Some are very time consuming.
So you're already pretty overwhelmed with the cases that are coming in now. And kind of from what you're saying, there might be more cases that are coming in as people are getting together for the holidays. So am I kind of right in saying that you kind of have two sides here? You have people who are wanting to take off for, the holidays for contact tracing. You're not able to get as many people in to do contact tracing, but you're also getting more cases at the same time.
You certainly are. We're seeing 100 or so new cases a day, 7 days a week. That's a lot to keep up with. I've got people working on COVID stuff a lot of days during the week from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can only devote so many hours to this, and the number of cases coming in is staying pretty constant. That's hard for us to keep up with. If there's another uptick in cases, there are some days that we're not going to be here, which means that that's a bunch of calls we're not making on a couple, 3 days around the holidays. It's hard. I want the staff to have time off. They certainly deserve it, to have some time off to unwind, spend time with family. But then you come in and you just see a pile of work on your desk. And there are a large number of new cases in the queue. You get a call and it's like, you don't want anyone to feel bad about taking a day off.
That's Vermilion County Health Department Director Doug Toole. As of this week, the county has a test positivity rate of almost 11%. Toole and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent sickness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19.